You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams. We're here at the Latitude Festival. I nearly said that right. I'm here with Bessie Turner, who some of you will remember I spoke to last year at the very same festival. Bessie, how are you?
I am very well. I'm a bit fragile. I went a bit mad last night, but it was all part of the fun.
That's part of being at a festival, surely.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think I took it a bit too much to heart though last night.
So last year you played the Lake Stage. I thought it was a really, really good set. You had a really good crowd. This year though, headlining BBC Introducing. How did that come about?
By sheer chance, luck and joy. No, it was amazing. I got an email just a few months ago, maybe even less time than that, but it was, yeah, I got an email from the guys and then they told me the time. I was like, what, 11 p.m. does that mean like I'm one of the last ones? They were like, yeah, you are our first headliner. And I was like, yeah. And it was massive for me, because it was just insane and such a joy to be invited to play at the Lake Stage by BBC Introducing in Suffolk last year, and to headline the actual BBC Introducing stage. I was really pleased. I was like, okay, I'm doing something right, and the show was great.
Good, definitely. And I mean, obviously this is a local festival for you, and I mean, what does Latitude mean to you? Because I believe, I seem to remember last year you said you'd been as a punter before and everything, so.
Yeah, I used to come. I don't know if this is my sixth or seventh. I haven't actually ever stopped and thought about it, but it's just lovely. I came here first when I was maybe about 15 years old with friends, and it's just full of love and joy, isn't it? It's really family friendly. The acts are wicked. There's always something amazing that you can watch or see. No, it's really special.
So what did you get up to yesterday, apart from the drinking and the dancing till late in the night? Any bands that you caught that were really fantastic or anything like that?
I saw a band called Black Midi, who were wicked. So interesting, and they made me really excited about music. I know that sounds like quite a bizarre thing to say, as like being a musician that I claim to be and knowing lots and listening to loads of music, but I was just like, yeah, that really kind of interesting kind of rocky structures. I also saw Genghis Khan, who were wonderful as ever, and yeah, just that was wicked. I had such a good dance.
Good. And so let's talk a bit about the year that's been. Obviously we spoke then, debut EP 2222, which was, from the sort of reviews I've seen online, was incredibly well received. I bought a physical copy myself. I'm a bit of a geek and I like my physical CDs, but it's a fantastic EP.
Did you buy one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't recognise your name when I wrote it on the address. No, yeah, the EP was it was really wicked to get that out. I feel when I put it out finally, because it's such a, you don't really realise what a long process it is, because we do everything completely ourselves, me, Ben and Chris, who are Don't Try Records, which is our real fake record label. I was just so relieved to get it out of the way, and yeah, it was really well received, and I feel like that chapter's done now. I've been working on some new music at Warner Brothers, which again is just like what is going on, that people at Warner Brothers and Atlantic like know who I am, and I just think that's so mad. I was saying that yesterday, I sometimes wish that my stage name was different to my real name, so I could kind of like just like be a recluse and like hide and be like, what? But no, it's a good name, thanks Mum.
So, I mean, you've talked about the recording with Warners. I mean, what is next? I mean, the new music you're recording? I mean, it's...
Yeah, yeah. What is next? We've got some festivals coming up, busy summer. But yeah, just working on some songs. I'm not really sure when or what we're going to do with them, but I'd love to release something soon. I know that April's relatively recently, but I'm quite a kind of... I just want to get stuff done. So hopefully another single coming out in kind of autumn time. And then working on another EP, really. I'd really like to get one out ASAP, but that's kind of time permitting.
So what other festivals are you doing across the summer then?
Next weekend we're at Chuck Festival. And then the next day, same weekend, we're at Jimmy's Farm Festival. And then the next weekend we're at Leopalooza in Cornwall, which will be lovely. And then there's one called Maui Wowie in August, which some lovely friends in Suffolk put on. It's really wicked, kind of little family festival, and I'm doing another performance for Ipswich for my friend Emily, who started this amazing kind of charity and awareness project called Moody Girl, about kind of women and girls, like a kind of collective where you can talk about like that time of the month and how it's making you feel, and like it's a really wicked thing. So yeah.
That sounds like a really good cause. I mean, is there an online presence for that? I mean, it's worth saying about, so people can look that up.
Yeah, it's a Moody Girl on Facebook, and there's like a little group, and it's such a lovely thing to be part of. There's kind of women just writing and being like, I've got the worst pains ever, and it's making me feel like this, and it's like, it's okay, like I get that too, and it's like sharing kind of experiences, and no, it's really, really, really special thing. I'm really proud of her.
Great. We've sort of talked about new music. We talked about that. So, what's the plan for the rest of your day today? It's sort of, as you said, a little bit fragile.
Yeah, a little bit. No, I'm feeling good now. This is good. It's good to talk it out. I drank lots of water. No, today I'm really excited to watch Idols play. They're such a good band, and really lovely people as well. And Wolf Alice are playing. They're a great band. Really lovely people too. Is Rag and Bone Man here today?
Yeah, he's on the main stage a bit later as well. Yeah,
yeah, like I haven't listened to much of his music, but his voice is pretty mega, so I'll watch that. And Alt J, Japan Droids as well. I wish today and yesterday were kind of flipped. I feel like today's lineup is so wicked and strong. It's a bit more of a Saturday thing for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I didn't watch that much music yesterday. I've got a lot to go and see today.
Yeah. Mogwai were great last night.
I was at the Killers, but my friends and family dragged me along to that. But I'm not a Mogwai fan either, to be honest. Social media, we mentioned it for Moody Girl. Where do we find you on social media for people wanting to look you up?
On Twitter, I'm Bessie_Turner, but I'm so rubbish at using it. I can't describe. I need some Twitter lessons. Facebook, just Bessie Turner. Instagram, Bessie Turner. And I think that's it.
Okay, well, I'll let you get off to find out who's playing you want to see first today. Thank you very much for agreeing to have another chat this year. And, next year must be headlining sort of BBC 10 next year.
I don't know. I'd love to come back next year if they'll have me again. I'm not sure where. Probably in, like, catering or something.
I have a feeling that's not strictly true, but, yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks loads.